This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, City fans are hoping they get to hear that a time or two this upcoming weekend. So far, it hasn't happened for City. They haven't scored any goals in their first two matches. Good for them. They have not allowed any goals in their first two matches. We'll see if that changes coming up on Sunday when they are on the road against LA Galaxy. And on the call on the Spanish side of things on MLS Season Pass, legendary Spanish language soccer broadcaster Sammy Sadovnik, and he joins us right now on the program. Sammy, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
How are you? Thank you for the invitation. It's an honor to be with you guys and with your audience.
Yeah, awesome. We appreciate that for sure. So you'll be on the call this weekend as City SC attempts to score a goal for the first time this year. As you get ready for this game and as you've taken a look at what City has done in the first two games of the year, what struck you? Why are they having a hard time scoring goals, and how good has the defense been that they're not allowing any goals against them?
Hopefully that they will score the first goal in the match day three, this Sunday night soccer with the MLS 2024 champions LA Galaxy. I think the coach is making a good team in defense, you know, with three center backs. The other day, Kessler was, for me, one of the best players on the pitch against San Diego. But they're lacking on the attacking zone. I mean, with Betcher, with Trouchard, and the second half with Celio Pompeu or Klaus, I think he prioritized the defense to have a clean sheet and not looking to score. I mean, they have only one shot on target against San Diego, and in that case, it's so difficult to win the games.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you? Because last year, City played to a bunch of ties, and they didn't score a lot of goals. People will tell you, though, it's looking different. I think there continues to be a lot of people lamenting the fact that they didn't score against Colorado, where they could have easily won that game and they could have easily scored multiple goals. Do you look at this team and see a team that are doing the right things and that the goals are eventually going to come?
I mean, it's a process. I mean, they changed the coach. The coach Melberg arrived in January. They need a time of adaptation of the roster. They came and have new players on the roster on the team. So I think it's the preseason for me doesn't count because what's a preseason games, but they balance again, prioritize the defense, but they need to be more aggressive. Maybe, they play with five in the back and three in the middle and two number nines, two forwards. Maybe to open on the bends, you know, right and left, to put the balls on the box, so trying with Betcher or Klaus, whatever, who's the forward plays, the option to score a goal.
How long do you think it takes when you bring in a new coach? Because you mentioned those preseason matches, but a preseason match is not a regular season match. The intensity, everything that right. goes along with it is so different. When you bring in a new coach at the beginning of the season, how long do you think it generally takes for them to really have their system and what they want their team to be doing in place?
Yeah, you have to work a lot. You need training sessions to know the soccer, the football philosophy from the new coach. I don't know too much about Ole Melberg. He was in Sweden or in Europe more than here, but it takes time. I mean, he arrived just 2 months ago. They have new players. They try to make their best in order to be available for the coach. It took time. I mean, it's not bad, though, the first two games with draws. The problem is, I mean, they have a clean sheet with Bergie. He's a great goalie. But the thing is to try to be more offensive, against the teams. Now you have Galaxy. I mean, they start with two losses, and yeah. they're trying to make, different. They lost Ricky Puch. They have injury and Painfield. Jovelich went to Kansas City. So Greg Vanney also tried to restructure the team that won in December the MLS Cup.
Now, just to finish you off with this, speaking a little bit more about the LA Galaxy, because they have lost their first two matches. They lost to San Diego by a 2-0 score, and then they fall to Vancouver 2-1. So LA has only scored one goal so far. They've given up four goals. Have you been at all surprised by the early results from LA Galaxy?
Yeah, because the middle field is almost new. Marky Delgado went to LAFC. And Gaston Brugman to Austin, so they have to rebuild the midfield with Cerrillo. They have Lucas Sanabria, a youngster from Uruguay. Marco Royce, in my opinion, is not 100% ready. I mean, they have some issues physically. Painsil is injured. Ricky Puch, it's injured. He will be back probably in mid-July or August. And now they have only Berry and Christian Ramirez, the former Columbus Crew forward, as a nine. Fagundes is trying to make the Painsil replace Painsil. And the only player that was a champion was Gabriel Peck. And also reorganized the defense the other day. Played with Emilio Garces, he regularly is a central back. He was like a right back, and they have the CONCACAF Champions Cup, so maybe they will need to have a minute from rotate the roster for the Sunday game. But they need, to win, to start to win, because they are like a mini crisis of results in this first two games.
Sammy Sadovnik, he is a legendary Spanish language soccer broadcaster, part of the team over at MLS Season Pass on the Spanish side. Sammy, how much have you enjoyed being part of the team at MLS Season Pass? We tell people all the time, for soccer fans, for MLS fans, for City fans, this is a great product to be able to subscribe to and follow along with the entire league, including City SC.
I'm very excited. This is my third year. With Diego Valeris as a caller, a legendary Portland Timbers player. And we have a great team in Spanish and English, of course. We always travel with Jake, I think it was last week with you guys, and Taylor Trellman. And we enjoy, because we travel every weekend and stay in the venues. You know, it's instead of being in a studio, a cold studio with a TV monitor in front, we are in every venue. So we can... feel the excitement of the of the people, of the fans, and this is a great opportunity for us. So we invite you guys on Sunday Night Soccer on Apple TV, MLS Season Pass, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We have an hour of pregame.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I have an hour of post game. So let's see a good game, a Galaxy against the St. Louis this coming Sunday.
Sammy, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me. Thank you so much.
You bet. That is Sammy Sadovnik joining us here on the show. We're going to jump right back into baseball. Bernie Miklas, the big dog, he joins us next on a Graybar Sports Open line from Florida and spring training on KMOX.